96.1 and 102.1 The Wolf, Don Jarrett, and we got some Cowboys in the studio. Giddy up, boys. How we doing?
I guess we're giddying on up there.
You are giddying on up. We've got Chase Outlaw. We got Brady Oleson. You ready for the first ever PBR event in Idaho Falls?
Yes, sir.
This is the inaugural thing, man. Now, you're from this neck of the woods, Brady. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm from Blackfoot.
You're from Blackfoot. Born and raised in Blackfoot?
Yeah.
Okay. Bronco?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Very cool. So this is a coming home party for you.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of friends and family going to be showing up.
Yeah, whole lot of texts been coming in asking me if I'm riding in Idaho Falls.
That's awesome, man. Well, how cool does that feel to be coming back home for the first ever PBR event?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have an event here. It hasn't happened in the 10 years I've been riding in the PBR.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, welcome home, son.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome home. And what about Chase Outlaw? All fired up this morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, that's the only way to stay. Like Brady, this being his home, pretty much hometown event, it ain't nothing like that, especially if there's never been one. People, like all the people that he's went to school with that always ask him every time he's at home, like, man, when you riding close? Well, this is their time. So if you want to see your hometown guy, Brady, that you grew up watching, that you all your high school buddies, this is your time. Best bull riders in the world that'll be here. Libby Production done a fantastic job, been trying to nail this down for years. What a perfect part of the world. I mean, Brady, y'all live in a beautiful part of the world, but y'all just got to visit Arkansas sometime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're talking to Chase Outlaw, Brady Oleson. We are gearing up tomorrow night, first night of the first ever Teton Auto Group, Idaho Falls PBR Hero Arena, Mountain America Center. Can't think of a better place for it to happen. And you guys are in for a treat because this thing's going to be filled up to the rafters and the roof is going to come off of this thing. But you're used to that. I mean, the PBR, it is what a lot of people say, the best part of the rodeo. I didn't say it. Bull riding, right? That's the one that everybody comes to see. It's the most dangerous sport on dirt. Brady, Blackfoot boy, what got you into the mindset of, I want to ride bulls for a living?
Looked like fun. looked like living on the edge, and that just grabbed my attention.
Very cool. Very cool. And you've been doing it how many years now on the PBR circuit?
10 years in the PBR.
Wow. Okay. So you're a pro.
Yeah.
You are a professional bull rider now. 10 years in on anything, you are certified pro. So very cool, man. Welcome home.
Some days we debate that among ourselves. All right, we're like,
I got to check your ID. Yesterday. Your name really is Chase Outlaw.
Yes. Family name.
Wow. So you only have three choices with a name like Chase Outlaw. You can be on the radio. You can be a NASCAR.
I have the face for that.
You can be a NASCAR driver, or you can be a bull rider. And you chose bull rider, and it sounds like it's treating you well on the PBR.
Yes, sir. It has been. Been riding. I've been on PBR since 2012, so I think, going on, was that 14 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years for Brady, 14 years for you. It's a sheer miracle y'all can even walk in here.
Hey, well, that's why we're still here.
We're
on the top of our game, and that's what separates the men from the boys, because every one of us, both of us have been hurt, and the guys that stay at the top, that are at the top and stay at the top, they know how to handle the adversity and take them injuries. Some guys, they can't take catastrophic injuries and come back from a surgery because their mind just like steers away, like don't want that anymore.
It's a lot of a mental game as well as a physical game.
Yeah, 99% mental.
Wow.
While the best of the best stay at the top because they know how to win good and they know how to lose even better. They know how to handle any circumstance that was thrown their way and know that if they keep their mind to it.
Chris LeDoux said it best, tougher than the rest, and it sounds like y'all are exactly that. And we got some tough cowboys, and we're going to have some ranked bulls out there tomorrow night as well as Saturday night. Libby Productions and our friends at Teton Auto Group, and it's just been an absolute pleasure like gearing up and promoting this and ramping it up and getting ready for you guys to come into town and do what you do, man. How many bull riders total?
35
bull riders. Wow. Now, obviously, you guys are all very competitive. You all want to win. But you know, there's also a bull riding brotherhood, too, I would imagine. I mean, you all are in it to win it, but you're all in it together, too. I mean, you guys are I would imagine, for the most part. Maybe there's a few that aren't. Yeah. For the most part, y'all are friends, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Definitely. I mean, you see most of these guys every weekend. You're kind of running with the same crew, the same guys. Y'all got each other's backs, but in the end, it is man versus bull.
It is.
No one else
is
on there with you.
That's right. I'm not putting my bull rope on Brady, and he ain't putting his bull rope on me. And we all know each other's family. It's all like, it is all a family. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody knows each other's family, and everybody wants your buddies to ride and win and succeed, because if they ain't winning, then they ain't supporting their family. When somebody ain't winning, they ain't very fun to be around, and everybody wants to be around winners, and so you want everybody you're with to always win.
Good rides, good moods.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about, man. Teton Auto Group, Idaho Falls, PBR. Chase, talk about these bulls that are coming in. You got to be familiar with them.
Chad Berger. Chad Berger, he, fantastic guy. Chad Berger in Dakota Rodeo. He's man down North Dakota and Chicota, Oklahoma. He got two locations. He's 10-time stock contractor of the year, multiple Bucking Bull of the Year titles. He's the stock contractor that wants to see the guys ride. He loves to see us ride just as much as we love to ride, and that's what you want in a stock contractor, somebody that's got good bulls that you can win on every time, something that they want you to get on. And he's just a genuinely good human being.
And speaking of good human beings, I got to give Adam Libby Productions, and y'all, everybody involved, Teton Auto Group. You know, when an event like this comes in, you know, we're all very excited about the bull riding and what's happening in the arena inside the event center. But it's the things that y'all are doing outside in the community when you guys come to town. It's not just like, hey, we're here to sell tickets and popcorn and beer and we're going to have a good time and then we're out of here. No, you guys actually have kind of paved a path over the last few months with Libby Productions and the PBR to give back to the community. So there's actually several local charities that are going to benefit from you guys being here doing what you do. And that's really kind of the icing on the cake, I think. I mean, you got the Shannon Wilker Foundation tomorrow night. It's a pink night, so y'all better be wearing pink. Then Saturday night, oh man, it's military night for Phoenix QRF. I know there's some big time things that are planned on military night as well. And there's other organizations that are going to be there, like Champs Heart and Chaplains of Idaho, and everybody's going to feel that sense of community and really kind of giving back while giving it your all in the arena, man. So, yeah, that's got to make you feel good, too.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and interacting with somebody, they're spending their hard-earned money to come watch us do what we love to do. We work for 8 seconds, and then they clap for us when we're done. So interacting with the community and all that is what it's all about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brady Olison, Chase Outlaw. It's going to be two incredible nights of incredible action and bull riding. Mountain America Center at Hero Arena. It's going to be two nights of, you know, giving back and loving on the community, too. And we got a couple pre-parties going on. I'm sure you guys will stop by prior to the actual action. We've got it starting at 4:30 at the Blue Cross of Idaho Falls Conference Center. Now, this is for ticket holders. So if you got your tickets, look for that invite, that email, the RSVP. That's the only way you're going to be able to get into this party, but we hope to see you guys there. We're going to have some fun and games going on. We're going to have Champs Heart there. We're going to be doing a lot of good things before you guys hold on for 8 seconds. And Brady, welcome back home, my friend. And I'm sure all of Blackfoot and all of East Idaho and Wolf Country is going to be cheering you on. And Chase Outlaw, my brother, I'm excited to see you and the other 33, 34 cowboys on those rank bulls both nights of the first ever Teton Auto Group Idaho Falls PBR. God bless you guys. Ride safe.
Yes, thank you.